From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence as the one in charge of his transition team, replacing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington-based experience to aid a swift transition in January. Before he was governor of Indiana and vice president-elect, Pence served 6 terms in the House of Representatives. In a statement Friday, Trump said Pence would build on the initial work done during the campaign by Christie. The New Jersey governor will remain as a vice chair of the transition effort. In addition to Pence, Trump said that 3 of his 5 children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort by serving on an executive committee. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he will consider keeping certain parts of the Affordable Care Act, which has been known more popularly as Obamacare. In his first interview since being elected Tuesday, Trump said he may keep the prohibition against denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. He said he might also keep the provision that allows parents to keep their children on their insurance until they're age 26. Trump said he liked those 2 aspects of Obamacare very much. He said he reached his decision after meeting with President Barack Obama on Thursday. Trump had said that repealing the 2010 health care law would be one of his highest priorities after taking office. But in Friday's interview, he said of his conversation with Obama, "I told him I will look at his suggestions, and out of respect, I will do that." This is VOA News.